What made you racist? Race is a hot button topic in America today. With everything that is going on regarding George Floyd's brutal execution being publicly displayed, many people have opinions. If you ask most, but especially a person of color, most likely they will say a white police officer killed him because he was black. What is overlooked is that no one is born a racist. The absolute beauty of observing children is how they play with one another without any thought or worry about the other children's skin color. All a child sees is another child, a new friend, a playmate, and nothing more. But sadly, it's the adult world that tarnishes the mind of a child. Matthew 18:6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." I know this verse is referring to a different matter, but the point I would like to make is that children have a pure and innocent nature. We as a society need to change our ways. If you ask most people, I think the consensus is they would say the system is broken. I fail to agree. I don't think the system is broken. Sadly, I think this is the way the system was purposely built. When you see the nature of the European white settlers that came to the New World, anyone that was of African descent or Native Indian were looked upon as savages, and the thought was they were not created by God and should not be respected as human beings. Sadly, the Catholic Church agreed with that belief. If you say they didn't, then the Pope and the Church did nothing to go against that thinking, and that is wrong in itself. This weekend, ESPN did a 30 for 30 special on Bruce Lee. I am a huge Bruce Lee fan, and even though they talked about his martial arts skills, which they obviously should, the piece did an excellent job addressing the racial tension of the time. Of course, Asian Americans didn't go through the racial divide for the length of time African Americans did in this country, but just as the African American in a large part helped build this nation on free labor, the railroad system in this country was also built in large part on the backs of the cheap labor of Asian people. Anytime anyone is slain, it's tragic. But when someone is slain for no reason or because of their skin color, that is beyond unacceptable. Let's hope that the senseless murder is the catalyst for the change not only in America, but globally, and no one is judged or decisions made against them because of skin color.